Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents I Love My Office with this week's winner, Pro Boner Partnership Incorporated. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know, we're produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Durante Reynolds, Fixed Rate Power, Hightower Advisors Westchester, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the app at the store, the app store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. We're at Shark Creative. Now, let me ask you this question, you at home. Do you love your office? I mean, really. Love your office. How would you like to be a part of this wonderful contest? It's easy. All you have to do is log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office icon, you click it, and enter all your office information. And just like that, you're in it to win it. And you can win these fabulous prizes, like these. A bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist, an assortment of chocolates from Chocolations, a consultation, a social media consultation with our friends at MSM Designs, and of course, the big one, a happy hour at Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester. But here's the best part. Wait for it. We're doing it now. A live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, directly from your office. Sound good? Good luck to you. Well, yes, we are here at this week's winner, Pro Bono Partnership, Inc. in White Plains. And what they are, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, they've now been around for more than 20 years. They have a two-pronged mission, basically, but the crux of the whole thing is to provide free expert transactional legal service to nonprofits, not individuals, but nonprofits. And to help set the scene for us here, we're pleased to have with us, with this winning office, her name is Nancy Everhart. She is the executive director with Pro Bono. She's been here for about a couple of months. Nancy, good for you to join us, and congratulations.
Thanks very much. Am I on? I'm not. Hi. So I'm Nancy. Thank you very much. We're very excited to have Westchester Talk Radio here today, and thank you very much to the sponsors and these great gifts we get, and particularly the opportunity for us to showcase our organization, of which we are very proud. I've been with the partnership for almost 15 years. I've been serving as the executive director for a couple of months, but what I love about our office and about our organization as a whole is we were formed to help nonprofits, and we were formed also to help nonprofits by getting them legal services from lawyers who wanted to provide pro bono. Many of them were in-house at big companies. We have a lot of big companies in Westchester and Fairfield, and those corporations' lawyers said, we would really like to help these nonprofits. So we are pairing. It's a win-win situation. The nonprofits get expert legal services from these lawyers, and the lawyers get the opportunity to provide legal services in areas where they are experts already. They already know these areas of law, corporate contracts, employment, intellectual property, things like that. So it's not as though these nonprofits are getting some, you know, and a lawyer who maybe isn't that experienced in the area where they need help. You're getting someone who's right on point, who's an expert in that area.
Free is the key here.
That's the key to all that. Yes, it is.
Now, again, as a nonprofit, again, to those who are, don't know about nonprofits, again, you're a 501c3 company, is that right?
501c3, also known as a public charity, right. So those are organizations that provide their services in some way to help the community. They are charitable, educational. They are providing for the welfare of children, animals, various other things under the Internal Revenue Code. That's the sort of not fun, you know, not exciting part, what the tax code says. But once they qualify as charities, that's what you think of in your community, the food pantries, the soup kitchens, nonprofit child care centers, often animal shelters, which are very popular with our volunteers, but also social service agencies, you know, mental health, providing housing, providing services for homeless people, for low-income people, a whole gamut of what you would sort of think of as charitable, helping an underserved population. Not necessarily low-income, it also might be helping a population of people who have, you know, certain developmental disabilities, or people who have been incarcerated, or people who, you know, are veterans and are struggling with their own issues in various ways, maybe economic, maybe not, but need help. So these nonprofits are set up to provide services to that part of our community.
I remember we worked with one of those nonprofits. In fact, they were one of the winners of this contest. You're familiar with them. Volunteer New York was one of those
yes,
you served.
Absolutely.
I was talking to Mindy about that earlier this week, and I said, yeah, we were there. They're really, really wonderful.
Yes, they help get volunteers as well. I mean, ours is very focused on the lawyers. And am I too far? And then theirs is very, they're focused much more broadly on getting volunteers involved in nonprofits and charities. But yes, we're probably serving very, very similar bases of nonprofits.
Now we're here in Westchester at the Westchester office, but clearly, because you do serve the tri-state area, Nancy, there's a great need for this, is it not?
There is. There are thousands of nonprofits that we work with. There are many thousands more who either don't know about us or we haven't had the good fortune to work with yet. We began, as I said, in Westchester and Fairfield, very quickly expanded to other parts of the Lower Hudson Valley, expanded to New Jersey and Northern New Jersey in about 2000, and a couple of years later, expanded to the entire state of New Jersey, where I am from and where my career at Pro Bono Partnership started. Then in a few years ago, wow, a lot of years ago now, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, added the Hartford Program, which was a pre-existing organization working with nonprofits out there. So now we are serving all of Connecticut, all of New Jersey, the Lower Hudson Valley, and as of last year, Long Island as well. So we've really expanded thousands of clients. We helped, I think, 1,400 nonprofit clients throughout the tri-state area last year with more than that number of matters. And we've had a lot of volunteers, more than 1,000 volunteers involved as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, how big is your staff here at Pro Bono?
We have 22 staff people overall, about a third of which, a little over a third of it, which is attorneys. So we, while we're not always doing direct legal work, we are helping work with the clients coming in, identifying what the matters are, and then reaching out to, with our ABLE placement staff, reaching out to our volunteer attorney base to see who can help with it. So the rest of our staff are, you know, doing other kinds of, you know, finance, administration, marketing, development, other kinds of support work in the organization.
Yeah, you have several areas of expertise here. I mean, from contracts to compliance, employment, and much, much more.
Yes, we work in lots of different areas of the law. Corporate compliance, you know, making sure nonprofits are doing the right thing. They're, you know, a lot of people start out with a really great idea. They're so excited about their mission and who they're helping and the clients and the community they're helping, but they often don't understand there's a lot of requirements involved. You have to file things. I mean, this is the not fun part, right? The not sexy part of the job, but that's where we can come in. Making sure you're filed properly with the state and federal authorities, that you are following the laws that apply to you. Helping the nonprofit stay out of trouble with reviewing contracts before they sign it, because a lot of times someone who's not legally sophisticated will say, yeah, I understand the front page of this contract, what I'm paying for this service, and then they don't understand the following three pages. We can help them understand what those legal obligations are, what risks there may be in signing that contract. But we help with, you know, intellectual property, protecting curriculum that a nonprofit develops, protecting their trademark or their logo that they've developed that's their property. They want to protect it. Employment issue is a big area, making sure that nonprofits, you know, because they're nonprofits, it doesn't mean they're not subject to all the same fair labor standards laws, wage and hour requirements, all of those things that any other employer is subject to, and making sure that they understand those obligations. It keeps them out of hot water, keeps them out of potential lawsuits later on from disgruntled people, and also from, you know, state enforcement action. So it's a lot of different areas. We do work with real estate is another one I forgot to mention. Doing a lot of, you know, so I help them review leases before they sign them, help them with property transactions. And mergers is a really growing area of our organization. We've seen with, you know, sort of stressed economic times sometimes in the last decade, certainly, that a lot of nonprofits are deciding to join forces. Well, there's a lot of legal work associated with merging two organizations together as, on a legal basis, and we can get lawyers to help with that who do that kind of work for their own major corporation, for example. They already have that skill set, and they can help them with that.
So, I mean, is there a misconception like, okay, just because I went nonprofit, I don't have to worry about any of these things, and that's just not the case, is it?
That is absolutely correct, yes, thank you. A lot of times they forget that they're a business and they're not operating for the purpose of making a profit that their shareholders will take home, but they are there to operate certainly in the black, so we want to help them do that. We want to help them avoid financial and other risks. And there are a lot of requirements that if they don't file things with the state, if they don't report things to the IRS, they could get fined, they could lose their tax-exempt status, which would be horrible from a fundraising perspective if they're not. If they've lost their tax-exempt status, then if someone gives them money, it might not be a deductible gift for that donor. So these are things that are really important to sort of keep their... It's not the kind of heart-wrenching issues that you're dealing with in the mission, solving the very difficult problems of, you know, hunger or homelessness. But in order to solve those problems, to have the proper framework and capacity to solve those problems, you need to make sure that all the legal pieces and corporate and structural pieces are in place.
All right. Well, if anybody would like more information about your services, Nancy, where can they get in touch with you?
They can certainly give us a call if you're in the Westchester area. Please feel free to give us a call. Our phone is 914-328-0674. But as far as any of our offices, and to get more information about our services, please go to our website, which you can just Google Pro Bono Partnership, Google search Pro Bono Partnership. Our website is www.probonopartner.org.
All right. Nancy Everhart, Executive Director, thanks so much for joining us again. Congratulations to you and all your staff on this week's winners of I Love My Office.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nancy. That's Nancy Everhart, ladies and gentlemen. Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from the offices of Probo Partnership Incorporated here. It's the White Plains office. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleveland. We're going to take this short break. I'll be back with more of I Love My Office in just a moment.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the offices, the White Plains offices at Probo Partnership Incorporated. They are this week's winner of the I Love My Office contest. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleveland, your host, along with Sir Mixmaster Matt Backay and our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSN Designs of Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know, we're produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Durante Reynolds, Fixed Rate Power, Hightower Advisors Westchester, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram too. Yes, you can. We're at Shark Creative. Joining me now, my latest guest representing the winning office, he is Mo Siegel, and he is Director of New York and Fairfield County Programs here at Pro Bono. And Mo, good to have you with us. And this is your 20th year, I understand. Congratulations. And congratulations on winning this contest.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I've been thrilled to be working with the partnership for the past 20 years. One of the first employees here and have seen the terrific rise of what the partnership has done. I'm proud to be part of it.
Now, what exactly do you do?
I'm the director of our New York and Fairfield County, Connecticut program. So I oversee the legal program in Fairfield County and throughout Westchester and all of New York, including Long Island. There are a number of lawyers on staff here at the partnership that I oversee and oversee the legal portion of the program in this geographic area.
Why is there such a need for these kind of services? I mean, I know nonprofits is your main focus. I mean, is it because there is an increasing need for that out there?
Nonprofits have the same legal needs as for-profit businesses, but our clients are groups that are smaller groups that can't otherwise afford to pay for lawyers to address their legal needs. So before the partnership came in and into existence, nonprofits just might not address legal needs. They might not have had a contract looked at. They might have made a decision about an employee without having proper legal advice. So there's a crucial need for good legal advice for nonprofits so they can be strengthened and better do what it is they do and serve our communities.
So as director, do you make contact with other directors at these nonprofits directly, kind of face-to-face?
We sure do. Interview what we call screen new nonprofits who come into the door that want services. We see if they qualify for the services of the Pro Bono Partnership. We then match them up with lawyers who are in our community and in law firms and corporations to address the legal needs of the client. So we work with thousands of nonprofits throughout, again, in this area, all of New York and all of Fairfield County, to help match them with lawyers and strengthen them.
So this comes under all those areas of expertise, from employment, real estate, taxes, the whole gamut, right?
you just run the gamut with all these types of areas that maybe people might end up with.
That's correct. We help them with contract reviews and lease reviews. We help protect their logos and their names. We help with employment issues. Again, it's the same legal needs that a for-profit business has. And we help with all of those things for our nonprofit clients.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like that. The difference is one is tax exempt. That's the only thing that really, that's where the similarities end, right?
Virtually all the same laws that apply to a for-profit business apply to a nonprofit. They have the same employment laws. They have the same issues about protecting their names and their logo. They have leases to review. They have contracts to review. They have some unique issues that are unique to nonprofits, but otherwise, they're a business, and they need to operate like a business, and we help strengthen them so they can operate their business effectively.
Well, how do these free legal services help charities throughout the community? How do they benefit them?
Well, by the pro bono partnership strengthening the nonprofits, they're, and we are saving them money that they're not paying for lawyers, that they're better able to use for their programs. If I can give you a couple of examples.
Go ahead.
So we work with a client here in Westchester called Furniture Share House, which has been around for about 10 years. They take in donations of furniture that they then give to families who don't have enough money to furnish their own apartment. So people coming out of homelessness that are going into an apartment or a house, they can go to Furniture Share House and for free furnish their entire house. They get donations of furniture. They have a hangar at the Westchester Airport filled with furniture. We have done a bunch of legal needs for Furniture Share House. We got them started 10 years ago. We helped them get tax exemption. We're reviewing their bylaws. Furniture Share House said that the money that we saved them, that they didn't have to pay for lawyers, helped furnish 50 apartments full apartments for families that wouldn't otherwise have been able to afford it.
That money wouldn't have been there if it hadn't been for you, right? You saved them.
That's right. If I can give you another example, we work with a lot of animal groups. One of them is Adopt-A-Dog here in Westchester, a wonderful shelter. And we've done several projects for Adopt-A-Dog. They said the money that they saved by not paying lawyers provided veterinary care for at least 20 dogs entering their shelters. I can give you examples all day long. We help a group called Yes We Can here in Westchester, which provides job training for girls on the autistic spectrum. They have an American Girl doll store where people can donate American Girl dolls and then purchase them. The store is staffed by girls on the autistic spectrum. Yes She Can. We've done a lot of work for them. And they told us that the money that we saved them provided over 600 hours of job coaching for 8 of their trainees. So it translates, the money that we're saving nonprofits in not having to pay for lawyers translates to real tangible services for people in our communities.
Services and savings, the two S's, if you will, for that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's not just the nonprofits making a difference, you're helping to make a difference because you save them those costs for legal advice, Mo. I mean, that's a real key right there.
Yes, they can take the money they're not paying for lawyers and use it for their programs. And that benefits, there's a real multiplier effect. So by us helping one nonprofit, they're able to help thousands of people within Westchester, all of New York and Fairfield County.
Well, like I said, to kind of sum this up here, I mean, you're celebrating 20 years. I mean, this is your 20th year and this has been around for 20. What do you envision for the next 20 years for pro bono?
You know, I hope we keep doing what it is we're doing. We're growing, as you heard Nancy tell you, you know, in the previous segment, we've expanded into other geographic areas. We've opened other offices. We don't have, I don't think, a grand plan to do that, but as we hope to perhaps expand our services, help more nonprofits, engage more lawyers in the community, and really keep doing what we're doing.
Well, you keep up the great work. And, Mo, congratulations to you and your staff and being this week's winner for I Love My Office, well-deserved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mo. That's Mo Siegel. Again, he's director of New York and Fairfield County Programs for Pro Bono and Partnership, and that's where we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield. We'll be back with more of the show right after this.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we are broadcasting live today from the White Plains offices of Pro Bono Partnership, Inc. here in White Plains. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Jim Cleveland, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. We also want to let you know we're produced by Char Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Duretti Reynolds, Fixed Rate Power, Hightower Advisors Westchester, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please, please follow us on Instagram. We're at Shark Creative. Now my next guest, I'm pleased to be joined by Greg Kimball. He is Equal Justice Works Fellow and the Partnerships Wellspring Project Lead. Greg, good to have you with us. Congratulations to you and your whole staff.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell us more about what you do.
So I'm here for 2 years with a fellowship program called Equal Justice Works. They're an organization that sends recent law graduates around the country to different nonprofits. So I was here 2 years about ago as an intern, and now I'm working on a new initiative called the Wellspring Project that we just started in September.
Yeah, let's talk about more of that project. When did that recently get started?
The project is a two-year initially project that focuses on community lawyering and community development. So we take the same kind of help and offerings that we give to our normal clients and put a community lawyering spin on it. So this project has me more in the communities that we serve, meeting people face-to-face, engaging in community meetings, and trying to get a better understanding of what our clients in the 7 communities that the project's in, what those clients are looking for and need. And so we operate in Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, Peekskill, Port Chester, White Plains, Ossining, and New Rochelle.
Now, as an Equal Justice Works Fellow, so specifically, are there specific issues that you deal with, perhaps when it comes to nonprofits?
We deal with the same issues, really. The project was started out of a hope to help nonprofits that might not have the right access to information or connections or experience to really flourish and thrive. And I think one of the good things about it is getting pro bono partnerships name out there more, and so that more people who wouldn't know about the partnership have more of an idea of what the partnership does. And hopefully by working with the Wellspring Project, not only will they be able to thrive and feel like they're able to survive and do the work that they need to do, but hopefully it can help us spread the word about the great work that we do here in general.
So what are some of the issues that you face when you deal with them?
Well, right now, a lot of the people that I'm helping are people who are looking to start nonprofits. So people who have never had an experience before on a nonprofit board or running the day-to-day of an organization. And so when you're working with clients like that, you kind of have to give them more of a background on kind of how to do their job than some of our other clients. So there's a lot of education that goes into it, a lot of patience. The time that I spend with the clients tends to be a lot longer. Like I have a client that we started with in October, and we haven't even gotten to start actual work for them yet because it's been a nice steady process of actually getting them to understand a little bit more about what's required from them for them to run their program successfully. So I think that's what I've mainly been up to now, is trying to help some of the smaller organizations get a grip on what it is that's expected of them.
Now, I should ask you this too, since you've been here. What do you love most about working here at Pro Bono?
I think I like that it's a smaller group. I think we have a lot of people with different talents and abilities, not just legally, but, you know, even with the support staff. It's good to see that everyone's kind of like a family. You know, I've only been here for 5 months. And even though I interned here previously, I think that was one of the things that kind of drew me, is that, you know, all these people are taking their abilities and their experiences and coming together to use those to help people. And that was something that was really important to me in even wanting to do something with Pro Bono Partnership and be a part of this.
So you kind of see yourself literally growing in the job since you have been here. As you said, you talked about this project, and I'm sure much more down the road, right?
Yes. I think since I've been here, I've been able to pick the brains of all of my colleagues and kind of learn from their experiences, learn from their expertise in the different legal fields. You know, some people are really heavy into employment, and others are more along the corporate governance side. But whatever kind of legal issues there are, there's someone for me to be able to speak to and kind of grow and develop in my young career. I only graduated from law school last May, so it's been a good experience. I think this was a good fit for me professionally, on a personal note.
Well, great to hear, Greg. Well, good luck to you the rest of the way, and congratulations to your office on winning the contest, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg. We've been speaking with Greg Kimball. Again, he is with the partnership. He's the Equal Justice Works Fellow and the partnership's Wellspring Project Lead, and he's been our guest here. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is I Love My Office. Pro Bono Partnership in White Plains is this week's winner of the contest. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take this short break and be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live here in White Plains. We're at the offices of Pro Bono Partnership, this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Durante Reynolds, Fixed Rate Power, Hightower Advisors Westchester, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest. She is legal director with the partnership, and her name is Courtney Darts. Courtney, thanks for being with us. Congratulations to all of you.
Oh, my pleasure. We're delighted to have you here.
How long have you been legal director?
This is a new role for me. I'm the partnership's first legal director. I started in the job in October, but I have worked here in some capacity since 2006. I actually started here as an intern my first year in law school, and then I came back and joined the staff full-time in 2009 and was an attorney here for 6 years, and then I directed our educational programs for a couple of years, and now I'm in this new role as legal director.
What do you love most about working here at Pro Bono Partnership?
I love a lot of things about working at Pro Bono Partnership. I mean, the people are wonderful. The people in the office are wonderful. My colleagues are terrific. I'm sure you've heard from everybody, though, how much we love our clients and how much we love our volunteers. It's a really wonderful place to work, and it's a particularly wonderful place to work as a lawyer. Lots of very happy lawyers here, which you don't hear all the time.
Yeah, that's very rare to hear that, especially, I mean, just with the way things are. I mean, you're dealing with all sorts of things. I mean, not just the legal fees, but all the client cases. I mean, there's a lot on your plate, and yet to hear you enjoy that, I mean, that's really refreshing.
No, I mean, look, our clients are fantastic, and they're super dedicated to their work. That's not a surprise working in the nonprofit sector. But the nice thing about doing pro bono work, I mean, you never have a more grateful client than your pro bono client. And the volunteers who work with us tell us that this is just one of the most professionally and personally satisfying experiences of their career when they work with our clients.
Now, what you deal with is the educational side to all of this. Mm-hmm. Exactly what does that entail?
So we do a lot of educational programming for nonprofit boards and staff. Last year, I think we did almost 50 webinars and workshops in the three states that we serve. I mean, our headquarters are here in Westchester. Headquarters may be in quotation marks, but we're also have offices in Hartford, Connecticut, Parsippany, New Jersey, and on Long Island. And so we do some in-person presentations, and we do a number of webinars each year to reach that whole service area. And we try to do programs that are responsive to changing areas of the law so that our nonprofit boards and staff are best prepared to meet those changes. Yesterday, on Valentine's Day, we co-sponsored a webinar on the Me Too movement and how to deal with allegations of sexual harassment in your organization, how to create a positive, healthy workplace culture. Next month, we're going to do something on interns and volunteers, always a popular topic in the nonprofit sector. We try to make the programming different, relevant, and, you know, very practical, because no one has time, you know, these days. You have to make if you're asking people to spend an hour with you, you have to make the programming interesting and helpful.
I wanted to hit you on that question about the workplace culture, because we've been hearing a lot about that Me Too movement. It's been in the news a lot, and it's been a lot of headlines. I mean, the key is to make that workplace friendly for everybody, not just the supervisors, but also the employees. And I think, as Greg just told me earlier, what he loves most about working here at the partnership, like family, and that's how it should be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is, particularly in the nonprofit sector, people are putting in long hours. They work very closely. They're very dedicated to their work. But that said, also in the nonprofit sector, you have a lot of people who are in management roles who have not been taught how to manage. You know, they're great at the program work they do. They're a terrific social worker. They're an amazing mental health professional. But they don't have professional business training. And so programs like the one we did yesterday are aimed to help people who want to do a good job in those management roles, create those healthy workplaces, do that job a little bit better, and have the information that
they might have certain skills, but, you know, managing is a whole different animal here. I mean, it's not a learning on the job. I mean, it's something that it's taught, right?
That's right. It is. And it can be hard when you're in a nonprofit environment to access low-cost or free training on these issues. So that's part of the gap we're trying to fill.
Yeah. And again, nonprofits is the focus of what you do. This is not individual, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, nonprofits is the focus of what the partnership is all about.
Yeah. We're somewhat unique in that respect. There really aren't that many organizations around the country that have that focus in the pro bono world, working specifically with nonprofits. And although we're not a very large organization, we are, in fact, one of the largest in the country doing this work. So, it's a very special role that we're playing.
So let's say if a nonprofit attends one of your webinars for the very first time, what will they see?
So our webinars are open to anybody. You don't have to be a client. And when you join one of our programs, we try to do one a month, about an hour long, again, on different topics. The best way for folks to learn about our webinars is to go to our website, probonopartner.org. We have a learning center on our site, which has a lot of wonderful publications, articles, FAQs on different legal issues relevant to the sector. We also put some of our webinars on demand there as well. And people can also sign up to get regular e-blasts, you know, email notifications when we're doing programs through our website, or by contacting us directly at information@probonopartner.org. So when somebody does one of our webinars, you know, at a minimum, what they're going to get is, you know, an hour of practical training. We distribute the slides. We try to create supplementary materials that they can take and use in their organization, make it as user-friendly as possible so that they, you know, can either learn what they need to implement in their own workplace, in the case of an employment workshop, or in some cases, learn that they need to talk to an attorney. You know, a lot of this is just about becoming more aware of their own legal needs.
Yeah, so they can really put what they take from the learning side and apply to what they do in the, you know, in the pro bono world, the business world, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. It just applies to that, right?
It's exactly right. We also do some legal alerts. You know, we'll push out an email to everyone on our mailing list, clients and non-clients alike, when the law changes to keep them abreast of updates. We have a very active Facebook presence. We're on Twitter. Both of those, you can follow us at PB Partnership. That's probably one of the best places to keep up to date on what we're offering program-wise, particularly if you're not a client and are just interested in learning more.
That's a PB Partnership. That's where they would find it on Facebook.
That's right. And if you're there, you'll also see many cute pictures of various pets belonging to the Pro Bono Partnership staff, which we posted earlier this year. Very popular.
So when you go on there, you'll find a lot of useful information that you can take, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, articles on all different issues relevant to the nonprofit sector. Probably our most popular program is actually a free on-demand webinar on our website called Starting a Nonprofit. Lots of very talented people who want to start organizations that will help them think about whether that's the right move for them.
All right. Well, good advice. Courtney, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations to your office and best of luck to you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Courtney Darts, she's the legal director here with Pro Bono Partnership, the partnership here in White Plains. Yes, this is the headquarters of Pro Bono Partnership, but they have offices all across the tri-state area. Again, this is I Love My Office. They're this week's winner. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're going to take just this short break and be back with more right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the headquarters of Pro Bono Partnership here in White Plains, and they are this week's winner of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. Mackay, and our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Durante Reynolds, Fixed Rate Power, Hightower Advisors Westchester, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram too. Shark Creative, that's where you'll find us. And now I'm joined by my very next guest representing the winning office. And speaking of that, she actually won the contest.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Her name is Tiffany Ellington. Not only did she win the contest, but she's also finance and development assistant here with the partnership. First of all, Tiffany, thank you for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you. We're very excited to have you here today.
What was your reaction when you found out you won our contest?
I was really excited. It was coming back from the new year, and we're all ready to go for a new year, and we're like, yay, we won an office contest. So glad to share it, because we work really hard here, and we love our job.
Well, that being said, why do you love your office? Why do you love working here since you've been here at the partnership?
So I've been at the partnership for about 4 years, a little over 4 years. And I love our attorneys. I love our staff. They work very hard. We support our clients. We help our volunteers. And it's just a great atmosphere to come to work every day and help everyone. We help our community. We help the tri-state area. It's a great and very fulfilling job.
And again, as we've emphasized, again, nonprofits is the focus of what the partnership is all about. There's so many of them, and there's a great need here in the tri-state area. Not just Westchester, but all the tri-state area. Yes. That's why they need your services.
Yes, absolutely.
And specifically, tell us more about what you do and your position.
So I previously was the program assistant for the White Plains office. So we support White Plains, Westchester and Fairfield County in this office. And I was the first line of communication for new clients, for new volunteers, for anyone that had a question. So I got to hear a lot about startups and, you know, people that have great ideas that want to start nonprofits, and we help them create them. And we help get them volunteers, and a lot of them are thriving and doing very well in the community. And now, as of the beginning of the year, I have transitioned to the finance and development assistant. So I support the development program and also the finance within the office.
So what you mainly do is you get in touch with those who are just startups, if you will. They're starting it up for the first time. I'm sure they have many questions how to do it, because we talked about this earlier in the show, Tiffany, that a nonprofit and a for-profit, basically they're the same responsibilities, other than the fact that it's the tax-exempt side. Again, there's a lot of steps that they have to take, and that's where they need you.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people have great ideas, and they want to support their communities, and we just help them find the right tools, have the right education, and get out there and understand their legal responsibilities, and also how to function as a nonprofit, and we help them with their mission, and that's what's most important.
And again, just because you're a nonprofit, I mean, doesn't mean you don't have those responsibilities. Just because you're tax-exempt, that, oh, I don't have to worry about any of these things. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. That's what we're here for. We're a great resource. They can call us anytime if they have any questions through our legal resource helpline. Our attorneys are always here on staff to answer one-off questions or even dive into something deeper. So it's a really great service that we provide for our nonprofit clients.
So what are some of the most frequently asked questions that you face?
Our frequently asked questions for new clients are like, how do I start? I have a great idea and I want to help, you know, my community because of, you know, sometimes they have really great personal stories and they want to reach out and help others that have had the same situation or stop a situation from continuing. So we help them kind of with a business plan, understanding what their requirements are from the state. So a lot of that is a lot of the first questions are just, how do I start? Where do I begin with this idea? So,
I mean, I once worked for a nonprofit in Connecticut years ago. It actually was for-profit in the beginning, and it took quite some time to get that nonprofit status. But once it happened, it kind of got the ball rolling a little bit. But, I mean, there's a lot of steps to do that, right?
Yes, there are. There are a lot of steps, and we do have great volunteers that work with our program attorneys here on staff, and we guide them who may not have a lot of they don't have a lot of resources with working with nonprofit clients. So we help train the volunteers also.
I was going to say, can we explain specifically who are the volunteers exactly, what they are?
Oh, so our outside volunteer attorneys from other law firms or corporations, they volunteer to help our clients, and our staff attorneys here, they assist them and guide them with nonprofit law because they all have great expertise, like corporate and, you know, bylaws, and we just help them gear it towards nonprofit clients.
Yeah, and again, there's so many of them, not just here in Westchester, but all across Fairfield County, and again, they all have different needs. I mean, it's not a one-size-fits-all here, that's for sure.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of number crunching since you're in the finance area? Do you have to deal with that on a daily basis?
Yes. Since we do run as a nonprofit. We do collect donations. We do have grants. So a lot of my role now is making sure we get the money in and understanding who we have to pay the money to.
Yeah, I don't think we hit on that. But the fact is, I guess you can donate to this because it is a nonprofit.
Yes.
So you take donations.
We take donations. We act as a nonprofit. You can go to our website at probono.org and donate towards us. We have events throughout the year where we have people donate for us also. So we run as a nonprofit also.
So while you deal with nonprofits, again, individuals you can't serve, but individuals can donate, right? That's one thing they can do.
Absolutely. We have individual donors that love to donate to us because they work with one of our clients and they love our client's mission and we support the clients. So a lot of times clients can't get done all that they can get done without us.
And again, you love your office.
I love my office.
And that's why we're here. Well, Tiffany, congratulations to you and everybody. Congratulations on you.
Thank you.
Winning the contest and best of luck to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
All right, Tiffany, thanks so much for joining us again. We're broadcasting live from I Love My Office. And again, we're speaking to the wonderful staff here. And we just talked with Tiffany Ellington. She is finance and development assistant here. And again, in who actually won the contest. This is I Love My Office. My name is Jim Clevo. We're going to take this short break and be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the headquarters of Pro Bono Partnership, The Partnership. It's here in White Plains, and they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Clefield. I'm your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCainer, engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Wartburg, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Durante Rentals, Fixed Rate Power, Hightower Advisors Westchester, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Shark Creative. Joining me now, my very next guest, she is the Director of Development here at the Partnership, and her name is Heidi Ceasefield. Heidi, good to have you with us. Congratulations to all of you, and how long have you been here with the Partnership?
Hi, Jim. I've been here about 3.5 years.
3.5 years. And we've asked this of some of our guests. What do you love most about working here at your office?
Oh, there's so much to love about working here, but I guess it would be all the people that I work with, both here at the office and all the people that I come in contact with through my job, which includes our board members and our funders. We have supporters from throughout the tri-state area, in Westchester especially. With Westchester Community Foundation has been a solid supporter of this organization for many years, and this year especially is supporting our education programs. And our board, we actually, I just want to point out, we have several really strong Westchester companies who are long-term board members and supporters, including PepsiCo, MasterCard, and IBM.
Yeah. So as development director, I mean, do you deal directly with the nonprofits? How does that all work out?
I'm not dealing so much with the other nonprofits that we serve so much as dealing with potential funders and funders and board members who want to support us. One of the interesting things about the partnerships from a financial standpoint is that the majority of our services are actually free. So we have very, very little earned income. And most of our income, actually about 98% of our income, is brought in through contributed income every single year. So there's a lot of work that goes into making sure that the organization has the funds it needs to do the work that it needs to do.
Yeah, for those of you who just tuned in, the Partnership's mission overview, again, it's really a two-pronged mission, but really here's the key. Again, the word is free. They provide free expert transactional legal service to nonprofits. That's just one of the many services that you offer here. And again, it's free. We have to really point that out.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And last year we served over, I think, 830 organizations. And every year more and more organizations learn about us and then tell their colleagues at other nonprofit organizations, because the nonprofit community, certainly in Westchester, is very strong. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of communication between organizations. People find out about us and they pass on the good news.
Yeah. So when you're saying like 830, we're talking the whole tri-state area?
Yes, the whole tri-state area. We served about 830 organizations last year. Of that, about a quarter of those were actually Westchester County organizations. So Westchester is really our home. We were founded in Westchester by the Westchester Fairfield County Bar Association, and served just Westchester and Fairfield County for many, many years. And then we branched out gradually to serve New Jersey, Hartford, the rest of the state of Connecticut, and most recently we branched out to serve Long Island.
Yeah, and again, your volunteers are our lawyers who are basically from in-house legal departments and other law firms. I mean, that's really where you draw that from, right?
Correct. Yeah. Our mission is really, as you said, twofold, both to provide free legal services to nonprofits and also to provide meaningful pro bono opportunities for attorneys, and specifically in-house attorneys, attorneys who work at corporations who don't ordinarily and often or historically have the opportunity to do pro bono. So that's been the focus of our work. And then, of course, many law firms are committed to pro bono, and we're happy to work with them as well.
Having talked with Mo Siegel, one of your staff members earlier in the show, I mean, something really hit home with me with that. He said, I mean, we hear about how nonprofits make a difference. Well, you make a difference for them because it's free. They're able to spend the money on areas they need and not on legal services. I mean, that really is also important.
It's very important. It's like, what attracted me to this position and to this organization is really that legal services is such an essential need, but so very, very like underknown, or when you think about the nonprofit community, you wouldn't think that a nonprofit needed advice about HR or lease or contract. But when we hear back from our nonprofits, whether it's through the annual survey or through letters that they send us at the end of a legal matter, we've saved them tens of thousands of dollars with the help that we've provided. And that's, you know, even to an individual organization for an individual legal matter.
And you've done this for those 830, and I'm sure they're all very grateful that they have services from you.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, there really isn't any other organization like this.
It's really unique, isn't it?
It is. It is. There isn't any other organization like this that serves this community.
Yeah, it isn't a legal defense fund. I mean, this is something different from that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, we really have that multiplier or ripple effect where we're serving an organization which then goes on to serve all of their clients and those individuals who rely on those services.
Okay. Well, again, if anybody would like more information, where can they get in touch?
Well, you can contact us at probonopartnership.org. If you'd like to make a contribution, you can press on the donate button on our website. And also, we make it super easy. If you'd like to text us, you can text PBP to number 41444, and you'll get a message, and you'll be able to make a contribution that way as well.
All right. Good information. Well, Heidi, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations to you all again.
Thank you so much.
Heidi Ciesfeld, ladies and gentlemen. Again, she's with Pro Bono Partnership headquarters here in White Plains, winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield. We'll be back with more right after this.
You always seem to come on.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the headquarters of Pro Bono Partnership here in White Plains. They're this week's winner of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and her engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Ray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerinac, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. We also want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Thanks Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Durante Reynolds, Fixed Rate Power, Hightower Advisors Westchester, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk, like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can certainly follow us on Instagram. We're at Shark Creative. Well, we're joined one more time by our very first guest, Nancy Eberhardt. She is the Executive Director. And Nancy, as we wrap things up, first of all, congratulations to all of you again. Really some great insight about what you do here at the partnership.
Thanks so much, Jim. This has been exciting. We're really pleased. We're really proud of what we do, the services we bring to the community, and how we engage the lawyers to really maximize impact across the community. So we're thrilled with the opportunity to talk about our program and what we do.
Well, I hope you at home really tuned in and really got some great information. What do you want our listeners to take away from all this? Now, what will they learn most about what you do?
I would love our listeners to the extent they're involved in nonprofits in their communities. They're serving on boards, they're volunteers. Go to our website, read more about us, what we do. We have some great publications, we have workshops, we have newsletters you can sign up for. If you happen to be a lawyer listening to us and you'd like to volunteer your skills and time, please give us a call or contact us through our website. But we'd really like to know, we're an integral part of the community. We were started by the Westchester Fairfield community, and we'd like to sort of keep that connection going, and happy to work with anyone in the community who's interested in working with us.
Well, we have been delighted to have you and all of your guests on, Nancy. Again, congratulations on winning the contest, and hopefully you've inspired some people to kind of help others here.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Eberhardt, again, she's Executive Director for the Winning Office this week, Pro Bono Partnership in White Plains. They are indeed the winners of I Love My Office. And this has been Love My Office, and once again, want to thank our sponsors, Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Great Rock Florist, Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs of Tarrytown. On behalf of my entire crew, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer, thank you for the great job you always do in engineering. Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media, Shark Creative, thank you so much for setting up these wonderful events. And to you at home, the audience, we can't do without you. You know that. You make radio great as well. We appreciate it. For Matt Kane, this is Jim Cleefield speaking, saying so long.
You listener, yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark Creative.